Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Love, talk, conviction, no worries. I finally saw something on the news and Twitter worth writing about. This article appeared on Fox 29, Philadelphia Fox News. And there's a picture of Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, with his Labrador Retriever standing in front of a big bunch of geese that he had bagged on a hunt. So the article reads, before his season was ended by a knee injury, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz was making news for his playmaking ability. Tuesday, the most valuable player candidate made headlines with his response to a Twitter user who was critical of a hunting photo he posted to wish one of his dogs a happy birthday. The tweet read, "Happy fifth birthday to Mama Henley. We've been through a lot in 5 years. Best dog and hunting buddy I could ask for." Wentz, known to be an avid hunter, took to Twitter late Monday night to wish his dog Henley a happy fifth birthday. In his tweet, he included a photo of the dog when she was a pup and a photo of her standing over several geese following an apparently successful day of hunting. One follower responded to Wentz's tweet saying, in part, "As a friend, I wanted to quickly highlight that a man in your influential position might cause offense through the posting of your first picture. I support his sentiment. However, the context and content of the pic could offend." Wentz then shared that user's tweet and included his response to the user's claim the photo could be offensive. Carson Wentz, "Appreciate that. But offensive and controversial? Two of the main things I tweet about are Jesus and hunting. That's what I'm passionate about, and that won't ever change. When you love something, you talk about it, stay convicted about it, and don't worry what others think." I say, bravo. I'm now one of his biggest fans. If only more Christians would be so bold. He didn't take the guy's head off with his response, but made it clear what he stands for in a loving Christ-like way. Very cool. Being politically correct is cowardly. Rise up, stand for something, and remember, when you love something, you talk about it, stay convicted about it, and don't worry about what others think. Ephesians 4:15, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ." This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.